produce all the shows that left and jumped ship to Dan Snyder's
station?
Probably
took a life insurance policy out on your ass. And like when you're in there, you'll have the effing roof collapse on your head or something.
Oh, I'm sure it's some kind of, oh, we are still offering him a job. We don't have to give him any kind of unemployment compensation.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to guarantee it.
Effing snakes in the grass.
Bastards.
The Leos of the world.
Well, I was also killing time during the shift by, I can only surmise, it was you that threw the Rolling Stone under my bedroom door.
Yeah, that was the one with the Artie interview.
Damn right. I read and
like
Xeroxed
old tax returns.
The Artie interview.
So don't lose that red folder.
I will not, sir. It was the February 5th. It's got the boss on the front looking a little...
ragged.
Well, I was going to say Uncle Penny-ish, but now you said that. I was going to say it in a nice way about Uncle Penny, but you had to go take the ragged route. Thank you, Will.
A little haggard.
Hopefully Uncle D hears this and he knows that I think he looks haggard. Go to hell, Will. Go to hell.
If it's any consolation, he looks younger than Uncle Penny.
That's...
exactly.
Is this how you compliment people?
No, I was meaning to be a D. But...
yeah.
I mean, how old is Springsteen? He's 50s, right?
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. Easy. Springsteen's up there, man. But the Artie article was amazing. First of all, for those that don't have it.
There's a follow-up online, too, if you want to read that.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently he started, like, talking S about the reporter on Stern's show, like, then after the interview. He's like,
well, that's how I learned about it.
She
Carmen,
called him an uppity bitch or something.
Carmen, who's diehard Stern, said they're bitching about it, calling it a hatchet job.
Really?
It doesn't seem that far off the mark to me.
I mean
to very quickly summarize, they're saying he's just killing himself with smack and overeating and doesn't care about life.
But...
and that's his entire shtick on Stern now. But God forbid anyone call him out.
I think
it
was more like the egomania. That's what she wrote, too. Like, the fact that he's saying, like, oh, you can double park. You know, just say you're with Artie from the Stern show. Like, I can do whatever I want. Like,
he's
NYPD
saying
cops don't care.
In the confines of a parking ticket in New York City. I didn't see it as very egomaniacal.
Oh. Yeah, well, I guess, like, she's saying, like, he's like that all the time. Like, he really thinks he can do, like, whatever the F he wants in New York.
I'm sure he can get away with a lot.
Yeah.
The cops love
Stern. I'd let him go.
Who? Dude, he's like a damn smack-addicted teddy bear that makes you laugh.
No.
Who could say no to that?
His stand-up was good.
He's not the best, but he's good.
The heroin stories are good. I like that.
Yeah, good old smack stories. But the picture, man, just the picture on page one.
Reminded me of Barron.
God, yeah, God bless him. It's just the huge bitch tits. The big areolas, the
stomach,
gut.
Dude. Yeah, it's like effing keg.
Just Brando at the end, eating himself to death, you know, out of contempt for everything around him.
And the funny thing is, did you see the picture of him when he was a kid? Like, his dad was pretty cut.
Yeah, and he was blonde, too. Artie.
So was I.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was always looking like a terrorist. No blonde here.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell, like, causes that to happen to kids, but...
I think a lot of them come out light.
I was just, like, surprised by the fact, you know, his dad was probably, like, young. He was probably in his 20s at that point. But
yeah, son of a bitch.
He's still,
caller.
Like, in shape.
Let's see.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Maybe I'll screw up and we don't have to answer. Oh, no caller. Sorry. Sweet. Saved by the bell.
I just thought you'd like the part about him, like, losing his virginity.
To a Brazilian hooker.
And his dead dad's work van.
That was pretty good.
I figured you could somewhat relate to that.
Well, I never banged in dad's work, man.
Just like the whole thing, like kind of like picking up with all that ass.
Yeah, no, I was pretty blown away by some of the parallels. Other than the success, which I haven't had yet. Other than that, I do overeat and feel the need to be the man of the house sometimes, or at least I used to. And I did bad things in my dad's van, the work van, after the passing of my father. But, I Xeroxed this at work.
Really?
Yes, and I highlighted what I wanted to go over. Show prep. The dirty S word that we never do on this show. For those that listen, and actually, no one thinks we do anything for this show, and it shows. But I, for once, did show prep.
All right. What do you got?
Well, the first thing I was blown away by?
Mm-hmm.
His goddamn salary.
Oh, yeah. No, he's rich.
I've been having a huge...
Well, you gotta figure, dude, if they got that kind of change to throw Stern's way, like, he and Robin and Fred aren't doing like too poorly themselves.
They used to not be that taken care of.
Well, yeah, on Terrestrial?
On Terrestrial, yeah.
Well, yeah, dude. Like, that was unheard of. Half an effing billion dollars.
Baba Booey made 70, 80. Maybe more than that. But Baba Booey in the Terrestrial days wasn't that much. I can tell you Quivers, probably maybe a mil.
Yeah.
You're talking Fred, two and a half, you know, 250,000.
Well, what was his salary? From Sirius?
Who?
Artie's.
Okay. Just to give you some figures here. I've been having a big, big moral crisis lately because I'm like, why the hell am I trying to make it in radio? Here's how I'm thinking. I get my full time in radio. Mm-hmm. So I have a decent 9-to-5. Then I try stand up on the outside of that.
Right.
And try to make it with that too. And hell, what a great life, you know? I'm doing radio during the day, stand up at night.
Indeed.
No time for women, so that's my excuse as to why I'm not getting any. That's what I want. So far, the radio thing's killing my time, and I haven't done stand-up in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the plan, at least.
You should do the Mrs. Crabtree thing and just curse at the audience.
Yeah, and throw frats at them.
What are you laughing at, you whores?
Oh, is she the bus driver?
Yeah, okay. South Park.
I thought you were going for Cat Lady from Simpsons.
No.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But, yeah, dude. I
just realized that it's like the same Cat Lady from Futurama.
Yeah. Oh, God. The shows are all damn.
Recycled.
Yeah. Matt Groening isn't the most original cat out there.
Same with that Seth MacFarlane,
mm-hmm.
Joe, and Stan. Oh, I'm sorry. You look like someone I know.
Radio pays S, though, I've learned.
Yeah.
Unless you get way high up. But
well, especially now, I mean.
Oh, it's such a dying medium.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, it's 1965 and I'm really fighting to become a train conductor.
Right.
Because I grew up loving choo-choos.
Right.
It's like, what the hell are you thinking, you damn tard?
I mean, I don't think anything will ever replace, like, at least talk radio. You know, there's always got to be a niche for that.
A small one.
I mean, as far as, like, DJs, you know, hopefully, eventually, music stations will get the point and just get rid of the DJs.
Yeah.
I don't see how that can possibly boost listening audiences.
No one gives a crap about their DJ. Are you kidding me? And then they pop on and they're all trying to tie into Twitter now. And it's like, oh, here's Sarah's scoop with the gossip. And it's just rehashed Perez Hilton crap.
Yeah.
And you've already read it like 4 hours ago because you're dicking off at work.
Yeah, that's what happens with the internet.
Yeah. It's all pathetic. It's all this half-assed attempt to kind of stay relevant.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
Don't you go there. Don't you talk that way about my Jackie D.
About JD.
JD. God, what
Don.
Is... What the hell's Jack's real name?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm sure it's like Jack
Harvey
Diamond.
Joel Fisher.
Oh. Harvey. Jewish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
He even went with like kind of a Jewish-ish stage name. Like
yeah.
Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
Jack Diamond.
Dustin Diamond.
There you go. But I'm not even talking like huge fame. What Big O and Dukes do, mm-hmm. I would kill for that. They have a couple stations. I would be happy.
Where is their other market?
They have a lot, actually. They might have more than the Junks, honestly.
Really? I thought both of them were just like DC only.
No, they'll get weird calls from out of they have
yeah,
some
but they might have
decent
podcasts.
Syndication. That could be it.
Because no, like I think you know Big O and Dukes like they used to be in like. Arizona.
They were in Arizona for a bit.
Yeah, so they might, you know, they've retained a listener.
It's pretty much
there.
What I would like my damn life to have been had I not screwed it up. They probably were doing their show 24-ish in Baltimore, 25-ish.
It's never too late.
Then they get to Arizona 27, back here at 28, 29. Pretty good. That's all I want, though. I just want Big O Dukes level show, and Big O and Dukes probably make... God, 60?
I doubt that. I'm sure they probably get paid like the bare minimum to live in this area.
I don't think they're that screwed. They got to make at least 60 something.
No, I was thinking maybe like 50.
Okay. I could see that.
Maybe
and they could get
less.
A lot more. They could get a lot
they
more.
They might get a lot less. Who knows?
They could be making
they
35.
They made it sound like they just live in like apartments, you know, like average dudes.
They do.
Like with the roommates maybe even.
I think... girlfriends are involved as roommates. Yes. Yeah. That's all I'd want, though. as long as I can support myself with the radio alone
right.
and do stand-up, that's all I want. Because the stand-up is where you can make your bread and butter.
Well, how much does Fatty make? I forgot.
Well, for comparison, I learned Todd Barry through Diana. Todd Barry claims he makes about $100K a year.
I figured he'd make more. He's not the guy on 30 Rock, is he?
No. The other ugly bald guy.
Doppelganger.
Yes.
I don't even know why the hell that dude gets mentioned in the credits.
Who is he?
I don't know. But he's in the opening credits.
I think season one he had a significant kind of plot arc where he lived with Liz.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah.
All
right.
But Artie, $3 million from stand-up a year. $700K for Sirius.
Yeah, $700K. Jeez. Yeah.
Now, Stern, I mean, is the granddaddy of them all.
But yeah, no.
God damn, that's cake. I mean, that's all you could ever hope for in entertainment. Because you can shove it up the ass of every kid you ever know who went to grad school. By the way, I know it's new. I screwed up the tense. Blow me. I've had 3 hours sleep.
I didn't notice. Oh, yeah. Well, don't worry. I'm tired, too. No one's paying attention.
We're hallucinating, seeing coyotes. We got no listeners. Life goes on. Yeah, dude. 3.7 a year to tell dick jokes.
Yeah, I'm surprised he can pull down that much. I think, like they're saying, he's just like huge in the New York, Jersey area. So he
They mentioned he got some gambling debts.
Yeah, he did like three nights.
3 day stint at Caroline's. $35K.
Yeah.
What my probably current yearly salary is.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
It's crazy.
Kills me.
Yeah, keep striving for it, you know? Like, it shouldn't like get you down.
It does, though. I just sit there and I hate and see. I'm like, why did I get into this so late? Why haven't I had my break? It's just player haters ball all over again. I'd like to thank God for giving everyone else so much and me so little. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, again, I mean, you're still young. Like, I know you don't think you are, but relatively.
Just hit 28. Just at 28.
You still got time.
I'm getting a little long in the tooth, dude. I got the reunion coming up.
At about 35, you know, that's and you got to worry. But
is that at 35?
That's what I would say. At that point, like, if you haven't done anything, it's time to, like, just give it up and have a family.
Not a bad call. I was kind of setting it at about 32-ish, but
even then.
I started a little
late. Hell, you could push it till 40. Really.
I just get it's the one thing that makes me frustrated at mom. I know we S on her. I probably love her more than you. Let's get that out of the way.
I love her, but I'm not afraid to call her out for like, her terrible parenting.
The big complaint both of us have, or my biggest, I don't know what your biggest is. Maybe the molestation. I'm not sure. The wiping until you were 7.
No,
not sure.
Like it just like you said. I mean, like she was so overprotective. We didn't know how to like do things on our own.
Very much an imprint of what she thought we should do over any kind. There was never
an
idea.
That's why they're trying to force feed us into like being like academic Zionists.
Because we're very smart, but
that wasn't
to quote
path.
Kumar, just because you're hung like a porn star doesn't mean you have to act.
Yeah, not only that, it's like, hey, you don't have the money to send us to the same schools and have the connections these other people do.
God, that was the most brutal. That is when I lost my innocence.
What, college?
A senior year, where it's like, not to brag, I got a perfect goddamn SAT score. I had pretty effing good grades. And then all these rich kids suddenly are getting into schools that I can't get into.
Yeah,
with their crap
paying
GPAs.
The effing bills.
Yeah. I was a little taken aback.
No, it's their colleges or businesses.
It's about right then I realized America was a crock of S.
Yeah.
And I gave up on the country and all hopes and dreams. And I've been there ever since.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It was like naive on her part. I mean, because she's very childish.
It's just, God damn it. Let us. I sat around listening to Stern all day, buying Stern's books, reading them like people would read the Bible. Do you know how many times I read Miss America, Private Parts? I would just open up a page and read 50 pages.
I don't think I've ever read either of them all the way through.
Pretty good reads. I mean, maybe the kid has an interest in radio. Tell him to do a little something with it. I was too dumb to figure anything. My whole life, they're like, hey, John, what do you want to be? I said lawyer, because I knew it'd shut him the hell up, because lawyer paid.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I learned poorly. What can I say?
No, I mean, that's why, like, if you see me, like, I can't even think of the effing word, but just...
This is horrible. God damn. And I got this shift for, like, 2 more weeks. I said shift, not the S word. Kiss my ass.
No, but, I was going to say, if, like, I just get into it with her, scrap with her, it's because, I know, like, if I don't stand up for myself and do what I want to do...
Yeah, at the same time, I sick of even dealing with it anymore. It's like digging up the skeletons.
No, but still, she still hasn't learned, so don't be afraid to rub her nose in.
Oh, she doesn't try much with me anymore, honestly.
No, but even when she does, it's like, hey, don't buy me any food. You know, how many times have you heard me tell her that?
Oh, yeah, she'll still buy you crap, even though you've got this actual thing, willpower, which... What's it like?
It's just like, why? Like? It's so dehumanizing. It's like that Lucky Luke. I don't know if you ever saw that one where it's like, he calls her the C word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, you know, he buys her red roses.
Caring. Go on.
For like their weekend together or something.
Yeah.
And she doesn't thank him. And he's like, well, why? How come you didn't say thank you? And she's like, because I told you not to buy me red roses. I don't like them. And he's like, well, it's still a nice gesture. I think you should still say thank you. He's like, she's like, I said thank you the first time you bought me red roses, and then I told you to please never buy me red roses again because I don't like them. And, you know, he just kept doing it because all he cares about is he thinks it's nice. You know,
people,
it's not nice.
They only act out of their own.
I don't. You know, with mom, well, no, even to tie it into
does
flowers.
What feels good to them.
No,
and
you
got
to
happens...
do what for the other person. Like with her, you know, I'm very careful. Like Mother's Day, Valentine's, her birthday, whatever.
What
she said,
feels...
don't get big floral arrangements because they remind me of a funeral. Uh-huh. Even though it's more like impressive to buy like a dozen long-stemmed roses, I don't buy those because I know she doesn't like them. I always get small arrangements. Like, I can do it for her. She can't do it for me.
But what I'm saying, she does that because it feels best to her.
No, exactly.
To act in that way. To you, it feels best to listen to people, which is good.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
And do what's good for them. It's why I never get why people, you know, nothing against
soldiers. I'm sure
that's
like the number one killer of relationships. It's just because you think you're doing the right thing doesn't mean you're doing the right thing by the other person.
Everyone acts just out of their own needs. Even, like, altruism. I help someone out. It's because that felt good to me. It lessened my guilt if I didn't help them out.
Yeah, if you really dissect it, everyone. I mean, we're animals.
Yeah, that's why.
Everyone's looking out for number one.
I respect soldiers. I respect cops. I don't feel the need to blow them constantly because every soldier, every cop I know.
They do it
because
they want to.
They grew up and they wanted to be an effing soldier or an effing cop. They chose that profession because it feels good to them. Or they chose it because it feels good to help people.
No one does stuff that
actually feels bad to them in the end.
No. If eventually you're going to get run out of it.
I really hate putting like a crochet needle through my prick. You don't see me doing it.
Yeah.
I don't get off on pain. I don't get off in any aspect of doing anything like that. Hence, I've never done it.
No, people do what they want.
People do what feels good to them.
And that's why you got to let them do that.
It's cool if what feels good to people helps out other people. But we don't need to act like they're saints. Like they're better. If that person was hardwired to feel the same way about shooting smack into their eyeballs, they would do that instead of feeding African orphans. So that's just how Maria is hardwired. She isn't the most receptive. You know, she can't really...
No, you have better luck talking to a goddamn brick wall.
Nothing gets through to her.
Yeah.
I love her, but nothing gets through that noggin.
No, maybe like a fraction of a percent.
She's like that dinosaur that had the battering ram skull. I really don't remember what it was, but it had a big old half bowling ball.
I know
lump.
What you're talking about.
It looked like Rocky Dennis from Mask.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I will IMDb.
Oh, the hammerhead? Or?
I'll IMDb it for you later. It looked like a effing brachiosaurus.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. It looked like
except it had a retard helmet under its friggin' flesh. God, dinosaurs sucked.
Really?
What pieces of crap was the dinosaur? What a junky evolutionary thing.
What are you talking about? Like, if they weren't at the effing zoo, you wouldn't want to go see them?
I love them. I would love
you would like
to
take
watch
a ride on the Triceratops.
I'm just saying, what kind of dumb piece of evolution is the dinosaur? It's like making the sloth. The sloth ain't going anywhere.
Oh, dude, they're huge and they fight each other? That would be awesome to watch that.
It would be amazing to watch a dinosaur
to watch like
zoo.
A Tyrannosaurus scrap with a pterodactyl.
Oh, God.
It's
we
like effing Godzilla, but in real life.
We should write a piece of fiction about a park where they bring dinosaurs together and man can look at them.
But they didn't really fight at each other, did they?
No, they were all caged off. It was like, we're going to see the raptor cage. We're going to see the pterodactyls in their
little
dome. I'm
saying, like, even like once all hell broke loose, that they were like in the movie show fighting each other. Was it just like Alien versus Predator where they're all against the humans?
Wasn't there one scene where T-Rex ate two raptors? Just kicked
probably.
The ass out of them?
Yeah.
It was like, screw you, you little bitch, and crunch down on him.
Fictitious velociraptor.
T-Rex with his fruity little arms. That's the lord of the jungle in that day. Look at those queeny little arms, man.
Raptors are made up for that book, right?
They were never big to kids, as I recall. It was never...
But I don't even think they were real.
No, they were, because Mark was actually running his yap around them. Apparently, they just found out they're the only dinosaurs whose DNA kind of lives on, and they're only 3 feet tall, the actual velociraptor, and they're covered in feathers, and they are chickens today.
How tough looking. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Little fruity, little clown suit looking things. But other dinosaurs.
Not like the one that spit acid in Newman's face.
I never got that, why they were so hard for the raptors in Jurassic Park.
Because they're supposed to be like the most badass ones.
Yeah, but why not just make up all those attributes? We don't know what the hell dinosaurs were like. Give it to a dinosaur that everyone loves.
T-Rex. Oh,
you had T-Rex, you had Stegosaurus, you had Triceratops.
I guess they needed something that had to be like fast as hell.
You had a Brachiosaurus. I don't make a Triceratops look like it has a M80 up its rectum. I mean, no one knows what a dinosaur did. Why do you go with the made-up one?
I don't know. I mean, I forgot that dude.
Why don't you just really make some BS up? Oh, this was the ass-kickosaurus. Look at it. It's got a rocket built into it.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is the dudicle. It's stupid. I never got that about Jurassic Park. I always effing hated raptors because I learned about them at a much older age.
Right.
Through Jurassic Park. It's nothing I gave a crap about. Just call them tiny T-Rex. I'd have tracked with that a lot easier.
Oh, like young T-Rexes or something?
Something, yeah. Just be like, oh, it's a pygmy T-Rex. He's fast and mean and smart. I'd be like, okay, cool. I know what a pygmy T-Rex is like. Like a little T-Rex.
Yeah.
Even queenier little tadpole arms.
Really, the whole movie and book, dumb idea.
Yeah, yeah, it really didn't catch on with the public whatsoever.
No, just like it hasn't held up. You know, you don't hear people like talking about Jurassic Park like it's the effing Godfather.
I mean, good point. Okay, but not a lot of summer popcorn movies have those kind of legs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what it was. You know, it's like a thriller. It's like Independence Day or something.
Yeah. Yeah, oh God, ID4. God, have you ever gone back and seen that one lately?
Yeah, I think I caught it on cable.
Oh, it's so bad.
What, it's the effects and stuff? So, like when the White House blows up.
I remember the effects being decent. The whole premise of goddamn Jeff Goldblum cracks the aliens' language, their computer language, and programs a computer virus that knocks out the fleet. It's just such a piece of ass.
Oh, yeah, anything with Will Smith. Will Smith, bound to
Smith,
be awful.
S-M-I-F. Yeah. No, I'll stick up for some Will Smith features.
What? I really hate
you
that.
You needed
man.
To pad for about 7 more seconds so I could come up with something.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Sucked. Ali sucked. iRobot sucked.
Jesus, I can't believe you've seen all these pieces of ass.
Yeah, I watch more movies
Fresh
than you.
Prince is probably the best thing he
Great.
Ever has done and will do.
Great, but made by Carlton and Uncle Phil.
And hot Hillary, whatever her name
God,
is.
Oh, God, I wanted to screw Hillary so, so bad.
She's hot.
Oh, I wanted to bang Hillary when I was a kid. That ish. Do you remember the episode where she gets into Playboy?
Yeah.
God damn. God damn, I wanted to see something there.
Because that was going to happen.
Yeah,
NBC
because
there was
the
time.
Uncut version where you see Hillary's vag.
I was going to say, like, you see her spread eagle.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, Karen
and
Parsons.
Jeffrey has to dust her lips off.
Karen Parsons, right?
There we go, yeah.
Was that the name?
Yeah.
Major Payne.
Yeah.
Nothing ever.
Yeah, no, well, her career.
Probably just married some banker and that was that.
But, yeah, she is hot.
Oh, I wanted to bang.
She's probably like only like a quarter black or something. Like,
yeah, she might have just been light skinned and
white as hell. I mean, she's got to be at least half white.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Who he?
Hello. Maybe I screwed up taking the call. I think I did. What a shame. Sweet. Yeah, I'm brokenhearted. Hello.
Hi, is this Papa's basement?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
What's up, Mr. Hadley? Caller I've never heard of before. Go on.
Yeah, no, like 1 or 2 shows ago, you guys had some samples from some song, and the guy was like singing. He was like, ah!
Oh, the David Lee Roth thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the David Lee Roth message board or soundboard.
Yeah, can you play some of that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Sure. Let's see if I deleted anything. No. Here's Diamond Dave.
Bye.
Okay. We had a request from a caller that I didn't know. Who was that, Will? Just some guy.
Woo!
That's how excited I get when we have callers I don't know who they are.
Yeah!
Oh, God!
Okay, we'll just roll with this for the rest of the show. Sure. You're going to talk to Diamond Dave, Will.
All right.
How do you think of that?
I'm excited. What do you think, Diamond Dave?
No.
No?
No.
Come on, DLR.
Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, God!
DLR, apparently some kind of problem.
I'll tell you all about it.
Well, go ahead. We've got half an hour to go. What was that? Not really a word, but okay. Elaborate.
I got no love.
Well, Eddie doesn't like you. Well, actually, he does now.
You know,
what was that?
You know,
I know you guys.
Yes, I'm living at a base that kills.
What was that? Sorry, I didn't catch the end of it.
Yes, I'm living at a base that kills.
I don't know. I wish John was here. I can't understand the last few words you just said.
Oh, I think he is living at a pace that kills. And that's the problem with Diamond Dave.
Oh, I know. Big tour.
Waiting in hell.
That was odd. Yeah, Diamond Dave is a twin, apparently. I did not know that.
Moishel Roth.
Moishel Roth. Money lender and financier.
Stockbroker / manager.
But, yeah, God. So, what the hell else can we do with Dave?
I don't know.
We do have to play with this toy sometime.
What else is on there?
Hi-ya!
Dave, are you eager to be on the show sometime in the near future? There you go.
I heard they're actually, like, reuniting.
They
real.
Are actually recording.
Yeah. Not that I'd give an S. I'll give a listen with him, I suppose.
I'll tell you all about it.
Oh.
Great.
He's going to give an interview.
We'd be happy to have you back.
Well, what do you have to say, Dave, whatsoever? It's like 20 of those, man. Yeah. We cannot make an interview with this.
No.
We can. It's like a magic 8-ball. We could do a magic 8-ball thing with it.
What, just ask Dave?
Yeah.
Ask Dave to predict your future.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
Some sage advice.
Woo-hoo!
And he's happy. The F is that?
Listed as whistle. DLR whistles.
It's like an effing like sideshow like bomb thing. Yeah.
It's something you get out of a box of tricks.
God. I can't believe that was actually on a recording. It's like Paradise City. The whistle blows.
Oh, God. Good old Paradise City.
I was teaching that to some kid last night. Oy vey. So, anything else you wanted to discuss,
dude? Oh, yeah, dude. I was pulling. Okay, for the TOP job, I have to get CBS news feeds every hour and get these little sound bites that they can play on the air.
So it's like a CBS radio station?
Yeah, they feed it down just different CBS channels. There's CBS 36 through 43, and CBS 36 contains the news cuts.
Right.
And I got this little gem that came down. Scared
what are
the
other cuts, like King of Queens or something?
No, the other channels would be like commentary, like Katie Kirk does the stupid feature called Notebook.
So this is something they do like every day?
Oh, yeah. It's not on TV, dude, they do all kinds of crap just for their radio affiliates.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just junk I have to deal with. But I got this gem of a story, which just scared the hell out of me. Come on.
A French study has found that men who often exhibit hostility and anger are more likely to become overweight or obese than their mild-mannered peers.
I heard that and I cried, because I am the angriest, most hateful person, so I am doomed to...
I don't know about that.
...want to eat at Cheesecake Factory constantly.
Nah, I don't see, like, willpower over, like, your diet and exercise.
I have no willpower. I have more than really, really fat people.
Well, maybe that's, like, contributes to anger.
Could
like,
be.
You're mad at your inability to, like, control your situation. Well,
let's listen to the rest of the cut. I don't even remember where it goes. I just remember laughing and crying as I loaded it into the system, and then I emailed a copy to myself.
The researchers looked at nearly 6,500 men and women, rating their hostility level to their body mass index over time.
Okay.
While women's hostility remained fairly constant despite weight gain or loss, in
that
men, the bigger they got, the angrier they got.
Can't you imagine just a big, fat, angry sow of a woman?
No, because women are like, oh, I'm still sexy.
I mean, I'm sure deep down they don't believe it, but... I think a woman can
always
find...
Their power of denial is very strong.
Yes. No, women understand that they only have to corner the market on one guy. And that's really... A dude has a burning urge to stick it in everything,
yeah, yeah.
including sand
I guess that's
castles.
Why women get so effing attached. And it's like when they sink their claws into
No, they just have to win the game once. That's all they have to do. They have to bag one dude. Keep him around. Drain his money. Kill him.
Eat his head.
Yeah.
Lay eggs in his neck.
Give him the... Peggy Bundy just had to get Al. Simple. Marge just has to have Homer. That's all they have to do. Keep that one person around. That's why we're screwed when it comes to interpersonal relationships.
Why?
We actually
I'm
have
never
like,
afraid to pull the plug and walk away.
No, I'm saying guys in general. It's like you have lives outside of the domestic thing, mm-hmm. and your interests go elsewhere. The chick just focuses on winning, keeping your ass in line. All that mental power going toward that. I realized it's a feeble she brain, but
well, no, hopefully
still enough
you get
time.
A chick who has like some kind of a hobby or something.
Fellatio.
Good pull.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so effing tired.
Me
God
too, dude.
Damn it, there need to be more hours in the day so I could sleep.
Yeah. Screw it, let's bail out. I'm not getting paid for this.
Eh.
We got 10 minutes, man. It's like 7 minutes counting when we bail so Squire can start with Night Train Memories.
Yeah, I still gotta go work, so I got time to kill. Was there anything else you had?
I've been playing photographer with Tony lately, and I realized that's like the best field for landing chicks ever.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean... Most chicks want to feel like they're a pretty, pretty model.
Good God, man. Every chick just comes alive for the camera.
Well, yeah, they're all self-centered.
And you do nothing. You can say nothing wrong when behind the camera.
Yeah, I know.
As long as you can stammer out.
Show me your C.
Any kind of artistic sounding BS. Yeah.
They'll lap it up.
Yeah. Be like, oh, the theme is a floral thing I'm going for.
You're so
show me
deep.
Your rose. Show me your rose anus. Bend over. Bam. Done.
How many people does he have? Because I don't know if I can get that chick today. Like, she said she might not want to do it.
Put your C in line. Why? Why is she mouthing off to you, mister? I got them all on lockdown.
Yeah, because she found out her grandfather had cancer last night.
Oh, boo woo woo.
Oh, Jesus.
Boo woo woo. Cancer. An old man with cancer. Who gives a.
I hope she's listening.
She's not listening,
right?
No,
I don't think so.
Of course not.
I guess you'll find out if you meet her later today.
Yeah, if I meet you later today...
She just pepper sprays you.
Whatever, man.
I'm just kidding.
Our dad died of the big C. We got a total pass on it.
I told her. But.
Yeah. Hey, lady, our dad died of cancer. Your grandpa's just got it. But I will guarantee you he will die of it eventually.
Because
he's an old, weak man. And that's what cancer does. It claims those like that. You better give my brother some sunshine, too.
Well,
give him a little slice.
It looks that's the way it's going.
You better.
That's what she told her friends. So.
She told her friends that she was going to do you?
Yeah. Well, because like her best
friend. Another classy woman hopping on top
singer's
of
girlfriend.
Papa Giorgio Pole.
Well, no, because it's also like, I think she was like drinking with him. And she said that. But I guess she said it before, because that's the whole reason. He was like. You know, my friend wants to F you. And
that's nice.
At first, I thought it was like the merch chick, because that's the one I was talking to more.
What do you think about that? Diamond Dave. He is all about groupie veg.
But no, she's a really cool chick. Like, I enjoyed talking with her. That's why, like, I'm so effing tired. I was on the phone with her for like 2 hours. Like,
oh, really?
5 a.m.
That's adorable. Yeah. Diamond Dave's all about talking to women too.
Oh, really? What does he say?
You know,
yeah, that's a good opener.
Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills.
Apparently, he stayed up late talking to a woman too, and the pace is killing him. Well.
God, I remember him, like, trying to pick up bitches when we saw him at Nissan Pavilion. That was a sad sight.
Little Diamond.
Diamond Dave's calling. Pick up the phone.
So, I thought you were seeing someone.
Shh.
I thought you happened to be seeing a certain somebody.
Shh.
And so now you're diddling on the side.
God damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't just go on about 5 minutes trying to screw this broad. I
need to hear this out loud.
And I
don't
say
judge
the cat's
me.
Out of the bag. Hey, oh yeah, I'm Captain Fidelity. Whatever, man.
No, look at that. Obviously, I mean, I don't think it's going to work. So, hey.
So be a man and pull the trigger on your previous thing.
I've tried.
Why don't you have the balls to pull a trigger on a relationship?
I have. It's hard when the person won't let go.
Cool. Correct me if I'm wrong. She lives 8 hours away.
Yeah, oh no, 5, or no, 8, you're right.
Okay, here's the game. I don't recognize this area code. Maybe I won't pick up.
I try not to be that essy, but yeah, I mean, I guess that's the way it's gotta be.
Because secretly you want it to go that way.
What?
You love that she fights to get you back. It gives you your little ego boost.
No, at this point, no. Like, maybe at first, but no. I don't want to hurt anybody
anybody
along.
I've done the long distance thing with, you know... I'm not judging on the basis of that. I'm just saying, if you don't want to see long distance, you don't have to. This bitch isn't going to show up at your door.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to post MySpace messages and text you.
Yeah, but still. I mean,
you ignore it for a week. It goes away. Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. She's tenacious.
Well, I realize you do have a tremendous penis that shoots gold dust when you ejaculate, but a woman will give up on you in time, Will.
I've tried. Like,
you're possessed
with
the Papa Giorgio charm, and they just can't get enough of you. I mean, Lord knows, look at me.
I wish she would. Jesus.
I'm going to put up these headphones.
It'd be better for both of us.
And have my pick of the litter.
Right.
Like a certain someone else. He shares my pain. Dave, it's actually not too cool having women that just won't leave you alone because you're that goddamn sexy, right?
Oh, God!
He is not a fan. He is not a fan. Dave, are you?
No.
Dave, do you think Will should continue on with Tina?
No.
Dave, do you think he should start porking the new girl?
Yeah!
He was very emphatic about that one.
I know what you and Dave think.
So tell me about the new girl that you're trying to stick very quickly.
This is really hot, as far as I remember.
Is this real person hot or Will hot?
No, really hot. She said she used to be like a effing car show model and Hooters waitress, too, so. Exactly.
Woo!
I mean, when I saw her, she was just wearing like jeans and a t-shirt. You couldn't tell, but I mean, she's skinny. She works out like 6 days a week.
Oh!
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yes!
Dave's a fan of that.
So.
Well.
It seems to not be a psycho. Doesn't come from a broken home.
Is she an alcoholic doing jail time?
No.
Then, Dave, do we have a winner?
Yeah!
All right.
That doesn't make her a better person.
That's 2-1. Dave, how do you feel about that, making her a better person?
Yeah!
Dave's spoken.
You have to look inside their heart, John.
No.
No, Dave.
All right. We got Squire and Squire's son, which I'm screwing up the name right now. What's your name, dude?
Nicholas.
Nicholas is coming in and doing his show. We are going to get the heck out of here so they have time to set up. Will, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And again, you can hear us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., and we are the hell out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.